despite the three picks, you thought that might have been your best game development-wise. How do you assess it?
Yeah. Try to look at the process, not the outcome. So I got better in some areas, but obviously we got to take care of the football to give my team a better chance to win. So did some things well, got better in some areas, but the turnovers hurt us, and that's what really kept us out of the game. So it's good to see me get better, but want to have a chance to win every single game.
Mitch, how do you weigh it when you throw three interceptions, but as John said, you're correcting teammates at the line of scrimmage. You are making, you know, a third and long throw from your own end. How do you weigh what went right versus what went wrong?
You just separate them. You look at the mistakes for what they are. They're mistakes, and you don't want to make the same mistake twice. And you put them behind you, and then when you go out the next play, you're just continuing to do your job and assess each play as you get it. And then take away from the positives as well. So you look at the good things, continue to do those, look at the mistakes, and you got to eliminate those. So just separate them and look at them for what they are.
Mitch, how would you describe your relationship with John, Coach Fox?
Good. Great relationship with Coach Fox. Just really good communication, staying on the same page, just trying to be a leader of this football team and try to get everyone going the same direction. There's a saying that goes, it doesn't matter what the plan is, as long as everyone believes in the plan and executes the plan, that we'll be in good shape. So if everyone just continues to believe and do our job, that everyone will be in good shape. So me and Coach Fox have a great relationship.
What did you enjoy most about playing for him
and Al? That they just allow me to be who I am as a person and as a player. They've been patient with me, allowed me to develop, and I think they just truly believe in me and what I could do for this football team moving forward. And sometimes it's tough having rookie quarterbacks because, you know, there's going to be mistakes and there's going to be bumps in the road. But they've stuck by me, and they know it's a learning process, and they've taught me a lot throughout this whole year.
Mitch, what did it mean to have those two big passes to Marcus Williams to kind of get him involved a little
bit? Yeah, it's good. It does a lot for our offense and does something for our confidence and his confidence for sure and well, because I know he's been craving to make those big plays for us because I know he's capable of doing that all the time. So for him, me and him to be on the same page, it's really good for this offense going forward, and you continue to build that chemistry, and hopefully teams will start backing off because he knows he's got big play capability. So we just need to continue to spread the ball around the offense and open it up and continue to get Marcus the ball.
On the interception in the end zone, when you went back and watched the film, what did you see on that?
Forced throw. The DB did a good job baiting me into it, and they covered everything else pretty well, and I saw something on the field that really wasn't there when you go back and watch it on film.
Developing quarterbacks talk about the biggest improvement when the game starts to slow down for them. Is the game starting to slow down for you at all?
Yeah, I would say on some plays definitely, and on other plays not. And you could definitely see it in my footwork when I'm drifting when I don't need to, or when my feet are calm and I'm moving my progression and through my progressions very smoothly. You can kind of tell which plays it's slower and which plays it's not. So I'm definitely progressing, and you want to see the game continually get slower for me as it goes, because then you're just dissecting defenses and you're in a rhythm and going right down the field. So some plays it is, some plays it's not, and the more I'm able to slow it down, I think the more success I'll have going forward.
Mitch, on the rollout to the left when you throw going left, what are the challenges in making sure the front side is the way you want it to be and making sure that it's an accurate throw?
Yeah, for sure. That just goes back to practice and doing what I do naturally. If I make that throw again, probably 10 times out of 10, that won't happen again. But it really comes down to an execution standpoint. We need to make sure all the guys are in the right spot so we have flat control with the DBs, so I'm not worried about throwing it over the DV and then not having it float on me. So it really comes down to just everyone doing their job and me just going back to the mechanics that are necessary to complete an easy throw that I make all the time.
Rewatching the tape, what did you learn in terms of what Detroit did differently this time as opposed to the first time?
Yeah, they threw some different coverages at us. They blitzed a little less and dropped more coverage. And they mixed up the coverage almost every time. And they zoned us out and played a little less man. And so we moved the ball on them, but I got to take care of the football. And we just got to excuse the offense.
Last question.
Excited to go get your hometown team, and you certainly don't want to be that one to give them their first win.
Is that another jinx? Is she? Oh, my gosh. I'm excited to get back on the field this week. No matter who it's against, I'm just ready to get back for another win.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.